I wonder, sir, if you can tell me where is this address in San Diego, my brother's house. Brent knew he would be of no help. But when the man held the address book toward him, pointing to the bottom line with a pen, he instinctively stepped forward, bent over the book, studied the microscopic writing, then caught a flash of movement and turned. Behind him, a scruffy teenager had a hand on his backpack. Brent stared at him, speechless. He saw the door he'd come through. Then he glanced back at the first man, realized they were a team, saw no one to appeal to except two drivers at the far end of the station, and yelled, "Leave me alone!" loudly enough that both drivers turned. The thieves exchanged a long look. The hand reluctantly released his pack. Then the pair skulked wordlessly into the night. It took three packages of potato chips before Brent's heart slowed to normal speed. He was inside the station, squeezed onto a bench, surrounded by fellow travelers, and safe. It dawned on him why animals lived in herds. He scouted the room's perimeter for predators, decided against walking to the hostel, marched outside, and got a cab. Through its window, he saw the summer triangle following him and felt watched over. The cab parked. Brent hefted his pack from the trunk and stood on the sidewalk after the cab left. The night air was warm. A bird was singing somewhere. Beside him, he now saw, stood a palm tree. He sighted up